It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Welcome back, everyone. Nate Lull with you back again on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We've had our break, and it's time to get back into the action in the first round of the boys Grosso tournament here at Lawrence tonight. It's the Lawrence boys hosting Sydney, and we are just a couple of minutes away from tip-off. I want to welcome you into the Butler Auto Sales tip-off show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. The winner of this contest will get to take on South Courtright, who defeated Walton earlier today, 70-44. We brought you that game right here on CDO. It was a tight game in the first quarter, and then South Courtright just shot the lights out tonight. 23 points for Chris Champlin, 21 for Seth Ashline, including 5 three-pointers. SK just could not miss. So whoever wins here will have their hands full in tomorrow's championship game. It's the Butler Auto pregame show. I'm Nate Lull. Glad to have you along, and we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we will set the scene for you here and get you all set for tip-off between the Leopards and Warriors tonight on WCDO.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales and Service in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval, a top-quality service department, and a full rental fleet. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales and Service, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. The Butler Auto family wishes you a happy and safe holiday season.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
With a mortgage from NBT Bank, you can stop stressing and start packing. Visit us in branch or online at nbtbank.com/welcome home and see why NBT Bank is recognized as one of the world's best banks by Forbes. Equal housing lender, NMLS 500501.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back live here in Lawrence tonight. Little bit of a delay here in our tip-off as they had the Athletics Hall of Fame induction ceremony between the last JV game and this varsity game. So this game was set to tip-off at 7 o'clock. We're a little bit behind schedule, but glad to have you along. Fun to do a doubleheader here today. It was interesting to be on the radio a little bit earlier on a Friday as we had a 3 o'clock tip-off between SK and Walton. Again, SK winning 70-44 earlier today. Interesting matchup here today between Lawrence and Sydney. You know, Sydney is playing kind of a unique schedule this year. They've gone out and they've scheduled some of the smaller teams in the area, but they have also scheduled some of the bigger teams in the area as well. So I like the creative scheduling there. We talked about it earlier. For me, it's a fun thing when some of the small schools get to play and cross over and play a MAC school or a STACK school or anything like that. And I like how Cooperstown and Norwich and Oneonta are playing some different teams in the area as well. And, you know, I like that Lawrence has gone out and they continue to invite good competition to this tournament year after year. So this is set to be a good one. I think it could really go either way. Lawrence is going to have to play pretty well, but they have some good rebounding and some good size in the paint, which could really give Sydney some trouble. And Sydney has really been hot and cold. They've played very, very well at times this year, and there's been some games where, quite frankly, they just didn't show up at times. So we'll see exactly who comes to play here tonight for the Sydney Warriors. In terms of athletic ability, Sydney is always off the charts when you have guys like Liam Matthews. Johnny Palmateer is excellent from the outside, and having a 6'6 big man on the inside like Devin Chabot is also very helpful. So we'll see what Sydney brings to the table here tonight, and I think we're in for a good one. Again, it's our Butler Auto tip-off show. Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, of course, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Tomorrow night, we still don't 100% know our schedule, but I'm planning to go up to the Cooperstown tournament, the Dick White Holiday Classic. The Unitico girls won earlier today, defeating Utica Notre Dame, and they will be heading on to the championship game. So if it worked out perfectly and they get to play Cooperstown, perhaps in the championship game. If Cooperstown can beat Duanesburg tonight, we would love to bring that game to you on the radio. It's also going to be an exciting night tomorrow as the Cooperstown boys will be raising their state championship Class C banner from a year ago. So that'll be a fun night. And once we see who wins in the opening round, we'll be able to tell you what game we'll be doing it tomorrow night up in Cooperstown. But for right now, we have Lawrence and Sydney, set to be a good one between the Leopards and the Warriors. Again, I'm Nate Lull. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back on Main Street in Sydney in our WCDO studio. So a big thank you to Jim for two games here today. Always fun when we get to do a doubleheader. We're going to pause for the national anthem, the starting lineups, get you all set when we come back for tip-off between Lawrence and Sydney in the Grasso here in Lawrence tonight on WCDO.
Winter is here, and Butler Auto Sales and Service in Sydney will keep your vehicle running during these cold months. The Butler Auto Service team is one of the best in the area, servicing and repairing all vehicles, no matter where you bought it. Plus, we're stocked with a huge selection of snow tires. And in case of a winter fender bender, Butler Auto Sales and Service features low-mileage clean rentals. Butler Auto Sales and Service, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. The Butler Auto family wishes you a happy and safe holiday season.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Get you our starting lineups here. First, for visiting Sydney, they're going to be in the maroon with the white trim here tonight for longtime head coach Mike Brzee. Senior number 0, Devin Chabot. Senior number 4, Liam Matthews. Senior number 5, Johnny Palmatier. Junior number 11, Peyton Mosier. And senior number 12, Nick Gravel. I am told that Liam Matthews might be a little under the weather tonight, not feeling great, but he's decided to try to gut it out here tonight and help his team out the best he can. On the other side for Lawrence and head coach Andy Carr, they will start with junior number 5, Omar Andrades. Sophomore number 20, Brock Mann. Senior number 23, Zach Shaw. Senior number 33, Jordan Weir. And senior number 42, Chris Long. They are going to be in the white uniforms with the red trim here tonight. So both teams are getting ready for their opening tip-off, getting their final words of inspiration from each coach. A nice crowd on hand here tonight for Lawrence and Sydney. This Grasso tournament always seems to bring out fans from all over, not just the fans that support the schools. When I'm looking across the way, I see a lot of familiar faces, a lot of coaches getting some scouting done here tonight. I think a lot of people came for the Hall of Fame induction as well for this year's class of the Lawrence Athletic Hall of Fame. So it'll be Devin Chabot jumping it up here for Sydney. Again, Sydney's in the maroon with the white trim, says Sydney in white lettering across the front of the chest. Lawrence still over in their huddle talking with longtime head coach Andy Carr. They're in the white uniforms with the black and the red trim, says Lawrence in red lettering across the front of the uniform there. Good size matchup inside. Jordan Weir and Chris Long, two of the best guys in the Tri-Valley, is cleaning the glass with their size, going up against 6'6 Devin Chabot. And here we go. Weir easily wins the tip. Get up there, young man. And it somehow finds its way into the hands of Sydney, though, and Liam Matthews will bring it down. So Sydney's going to be going left to right on your radio dial to start things off in the opening round of the Pat Grasso tournament. Winner will get South Court right in tomorrow night's championship game. Sydney down low to Liam Matthews on the baseline, breaks free, puts it up and in. Well, he didn't look sick there, and he was able to put home the right-handed layup to make it 2-0. Lawrence down the floor into the corner here for Shaw. They try to go inside there for Chris Long. Lost control of it, but it finds its way to Weir. Couldn't get it to go. Rebound for Chabot. And an outlet pass here for Sydney. Right side of the floor now for Palmatier. A crossover to the top of the key. Again, a backdoor pass there for Mosier. Tried the layup, and the left-hander wouldn't go. Matthews with the rebound, and back out to Palmatier. Now to Mosier right side. Again, Sydney going left to right. They have it in front of the Lawrence bench on the right wing side. Now the reverse left side. 20 on the shot clock. They go to Matthews at the high post. An athletic move in and around and puts it up and in. Liam Matthews with the first two buckets of the game, and it's a 4-0 lead for Sydney over Lawrence with 6:45 to go in the first quarter. Here's Andrade, steps back for three, hits off the front of the rim, no good. Mosier, a rebound for Sidney. They'll say he tiptoed along the line and stepped out, and the ball will stay with the Lawrence Leopards. Thanks for joining us tonight for the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Nate Lull with you on WCDO. Inbounds pass for Lawrence, skims off the side of the rim, it's no good. Rebound picked up here by Sidney. Our web stream tonight brought to you by SFCU, banking easier at WCDOsports.com. You can listen anytime. Skip pass here for Gravel. Now back to the top of the key for Mosier. 6.5 to go, first quarter. Sidney leading 4-0. Matthews on the baseline, right side. A bounce pass to Chabot on the right low block. Chabot finds a cutting Gravel. The pass was too hard. Lawrence will take it away. Andrade's with a breakaway layup, and it's good. And there's the first bucket for the opening, for the home side, I should say, for Lawrence. And it's 4-2 with 6:10 to go in the first quarter. Sidney with the basketball. Matthews top of the key. Chest pass to the right side now for Mosier. Bounce pass into the short corner here for Gravel. Dribbles out of trouble. Back to the high post. And up top for Palmateer. Far side Mosier. Wanted a three but didn't pull the trigger. 15 on the shot clock. Back to Palmateer. A deep three here. Hit the rim four times before popping free. Matthews the rebound. Puts it up and that won't go. And now finally Chris Long skies for a rebound and Windexes the glass there for the Leopards. With 5:40 to go first quarter, we have a 4-2 ball game. It's Sidney on top of Lawrence. Andrade's right side. Boy, he was thinking about an NBA range three there, but didn't pull it. Gets the ball back left side, partially blocked on that three attempt. Weir is there to pick up the loose change, put it in, and he's fouled. And we'll head to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. Jordan Weir, the man they call Donnie, saw that that one was going to get tipped, was able to wrap it in, and was able to put it up and in. Tie this game at 4 with 5:14 to go in the first quarter. So Weir steps to the line. His foul shot is short. Long with a rebound. Long doing the work of a man. Puts it up. He's fouled. Can't get the shot to go, but he'll head to the line for 2. Was looking forward to this matchup inside Chabot. You know, 6'6". He's got the size. And, of course, Liam Matthews can jump out of the gym. Going up against Weir and Long for Lawrence. It's a good battle on the glass. Long gets the first one to go. And so it's 5-4. Lawrence on top. Second shot for Long is no good. Rebound to Chabot here of Sidney. And back up the floor here for the Sidney Warriors. Bounce pass into the corner for Palmateer. Palmateer zips one across for Gravel. Gravel, chest pass for Palmateer. Tries to go baseline again for Liam Matthews. Finds him, and he misses the right-handed layup. Did everything but finish there. Long with a rebound and back up the floor for Lawrence. With 4:45 to go in the first quarter, it's Lawrence 5 and Sidney 4. Opening round of the Pat Grasso tournament. Shaw, left wing side, goes to Weir. High post, off the glass. The kiss is good for Jordan Weir. And he's got 4 points. And it's 7-4. Here for Lawrence on top of Sidney. Back to the far side. They'll go to Peyton Mosier. He steps into a three. Too strong. Matthews wrestling for a rebound, and he got tied up there with Chris Long. And the jump ball is called. The arrow is going to go back here to Lawrence. So Lawrence leading 7-4. They got down in a 4-0 hole right off the bat, but it's been 7 straight points here for LCS with 4:15 to go in the first quarter. Here is Brock Mann for Lawrence crossing the midcourt timeline. Tries to get a bounce pass, but it was kicked off the foot there of Liam Matthews. Possession will stay with Lawrence. With 4:10 to go in the first quarter, and again, it's Lawrence 7 and Sidney 4. Bounce pass far side for Weir. Weir skips it across to Brock Mann in front of the Sidney bench. Steps in for a long three. Hit the side of the rim. No good. A rebound for Long. Comes back out, and the ball comes to the scorer's table. I'm able to scoop that one up. If Liam scores on this basket, I'm going to get the assist. 3:57 to go, first quarter, 7-4 the score. As Sidney inbounds the ball once again. And they'll get it to Johnny Palmateer. Palmateer right side, goes back to Gravel at the top of the key. Gravel, chest pass back to Palmateer, right side. Tried to go to the high post, and Weir took it away. Weir trying to go coast to coast, lost control of it. Gets it back, turnaround shot is good for Weir. Weir's got 6, and Lawrence leads 9-4 with 3.5 to go in the first quarter. Palmateer across the midcourt timeline, trying to set up the offense and get Sidney going again. They need that spark. It's a double team down low pretty much on Matthews. They're trying to keep the ball away from him. Matthews gets it. A bounce pass goes off the hip of a Lawrence defender and out of bounds. 3:20 to go, first quarter. It's Lawrence 9 and Sidney 4. Palmateer on the baseline. Palmateer passes into Chabot, and he's fouled as he goes up for the left-handed layup. And he'll head to the line. Team foul situation, two on Lawrence, and this is the first, two on Sidney, and one on Lawrence, as Chabot will head to the line to shoot two. Foul was on Zach Shaw, his first, team's first. So Chabot had a pretty good game against Edmiston a couple of weeks ago in a game we did here on CDO. He was in double figures, gets the first foul shot to go. So Chabot scores the first point. Second one coming here for Chabot. Didn't play last year, but a lot of people have been delighted as he gets the second shot that he came out again for the team this year, and it's made a big difference for Sidney. It's 9-6. Lawrence is on top with 3:15 to go in the first quarter. Here's Weir, steps through traffic, tries to get it over to Chris Long, off his leg and out of bounds, and will head back to the Sidney Warriors. So Sidney trying to gain some momentum here with 3:10 to go in this first quarter. It is Lawrence 9 and Sidney 6 in the opening round here of the Pat Grasso Tournament. I'm Nate Lowe, glad to have you along on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by Sidney Federal Credit Union. Here's Gravel at the top of the key, steps into a three. This one is way too strong, too much spice on that one. Rebound tipped out of bounds, and it looks like it will stay here with Sidney. Zebra Crew saying it was last touch there by Lawrence with 2:50 to go first quarter. They go to the high post for Matthews. Back out for Palmateer for three. Looked a little flat-footed, missed the shot. Gravel the rebound, and he's fouled by Shaw. That's going to be Shaw's second foul and the team's second, so he's going to have to come to the bench. And it looks like Lawrence will bring in Jesse Chase from the bench. And so Gravel heads to the line after picking up that big rebound. First shot at the line for Gravel, up and good. So Chase comes in off the bench. It's 9-7 with 2:45 to go in the first quarter. Lawrence on top of Sidney. Second shot for Gravel, hits the back of the rim, off the mark. Rebound for Long. Matthews picked his pocket, though. It goes out of bounds. Last touch there by Liam, they'll say. And so it'll stay with Lawrence. Quick hands there by the receiver for the Sidney Warriors football team. Also plays basketball, runs track. Will be headed to Cornell for football next year. Lawrence gets over the half-court timeline. They find Jordan Weir. Taken away here by Liam Matthews. He'll go coast-to-coast. Lays it up and in. There's those quick hands once again for Liam. And he's got 6 points, and we're tied at 9. 2:20 to go in the first quarter. Lawrence back down the floor. And they'll feed one inside. Jesse Chase finds Chris Long. And Long gets it to go. And Lawrence retakes the lead 11-9 with 2:10 to go in the first quarter. Palmateer. Top of the key goes to Gravel, far side. Now back to Matthews at the high post. Matthews playing through some sickness tonight, we're told. Goes far side for Gravel. Steps up and hits it. Gravel with a good shot. About a 15-footer. Knocks it down. He's got 3 points. We're tied up at 11 with a minute 50 to go in the first quarter. Here's Weir back up the floor. One-handed home run ball is taken away by Chabot. Chabot wants to get the ball to a guard and finds Palmateer. Palmateer quickly in transition. A little floater, left it short, gets his own rebound. That also won't go. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for the rebound. Last touched by Palmateer. I think they're actually going to call a foul on Palmateer. Yes, saying he was doing a little extra pushing and shoving going for that ball. And so it's going to come back to Lawrence. With a minute 35 to go first quarter, we're tied 11-11. So Weir will get the inbounds pass. He's in the backcourt here. Sidney bringing some full-court pressure for the first time tonight. Lawrence is going to dribble their way out of it. Brock Mann down the right side. Stolen away here by Liam Matthews. The quick hand strike again. Chest pass ahead here for Palmateer. A reverse layup is good. First bucket of the night for John Palmateer. And Sidney leads 13-11 with a minute 10 to go in the first quarter. We're going to have a foul in the backcourt. This one is on Gravel. 13-11 the score. And another foul here against the Sidney Warriors. Glenn Rogers will be checking in as Gravel picks up his second foul and will head to the bench. Timeout here for Lawrence with a minute 13 to go first quarter. It's Sidney 13, Lawrence 11. We'll be back on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Shout out to Chris Morgan listening tonight in Niagara Falls, Ontario. Just checked in with me on Twitter. Thanks for listening on WCDOsports.com. All courtesy tonight of SFCU, banking easier. Out of the timeout, it's 13-11 and a steal by Sydney. They have a two-point lead. They're looking to add to it. Palmateer takes it from half court right to the 10, puts it up and in. Nice job by Palmateer. He's got four. And Sydney leads again by 4 points, 15-11. 55 seconds to go first quarter. Ball out of bounds, knocked out of the hands there of Brock Mann. 53 seconds left in this first quarter. Lawrence chipped out of an early hole, took the lead, and now Sydney's gone on a little run once again. Leopards will get the ball near midcourt. They go to Weir. Weir will find Brock Mann on the right wing side as Lawrence goes right to left. Opening round of the Pat Grasso tournament here in Lawrence tonight. Left side now for Brock Mann. On the baseline, will pull it back out, finds Jesse Chase. 10 on the shot clock. Here's Chase on the right side. Goes to Jordan Weir. Weir down low, has the shot partially blocked, and Matthews will come away with it. Chest pass far side for Palmateer. Shot clock is off. Coach Brzee shouting to save it for the final shot. Glenn will bounce pass it back out to Palmateer. Palmateer far side for Peyton Mosier. They're going to chip this clock down. Sydney leading 15-11. 12 on the shot clock. Coach Brzee says start looking. Goes to the far side for Rogers. Rogers bounce pass back to Palmateer. Tries to feed one down low for Chabot. Finds him and puts it in. Great executed play there. Chabot scores. And Sydney takes a 17-11 lead over Lawrence at the end of the first quarter. We'll be back. Second quarter coming up. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned on WCDO.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otigo, 988-9264.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Start of the second quarter here in L-Town. 17-11 the score. The Lawrence Pat Grasso Tournament, annual small school tradition here, as this tournament has been going on for many, many years. Sydney's been coming the last couple of years, and they currently have a 17-11 lead over the whole school, the Lawrence Leopards, as we start the second quarter. I'm Nate Lowe. Glad to have you along tonight on WCDO. Here is Palmateer, right side. Wants to pull up for a jumper and does. Too much mustard on that one. Long skies for a rebound. Outlet pass to Weir. Safely into the hands of Brock Mann. And Mann will walk it back up the floor, crossing the big Lawrence L and the Leopard logo at midcourt. Here is Weir. Finds Andrade's at the top of the key. Goes back for Brock Mann. Left side in front of the Sydney bench as Lawrence goes right to left. Brock Mann with a little crossover move. Gets down low, back out to Jesse Chase. 10 on the shot clock. Chase with a crossover move. Bounce past the man in the corner. And now we're going to have a three-second call here on the Leopards, giving the ball back to Sydney. Winner of this game will get the South Courtright Rams in tomorrow's championship contest. Well, 7:10 to go in the second quarter. It's 17-11. Sydney boys are on top of Lawrence. And Sydney with the basketball going left to right. Here's Palmateer, top of the key, tries a little alley-oop feed down low for Chabot. Chabot lost control of it. Ball is loose. Matthews comes away with the basketball. Let's see what the call is here. With 6:56 to go in the second quarter, foul is going to be on Jordan Weir. His first and the team's third. Team foul situation, 4 for Sydney and 3 for Lawrence early in the second quarter. Sydney on the baseline. They'll get it into Chabot. Now back to Glenn Rogers, to Palmateer in the corner. Blocked there by Jesse Chase. And then a foul back down the floor on Palmateer, who was chasing the ball. Nice block there by Jesse Chase. Came out of nowhere, slapped it away. Went to Andrades, who was immediately fouled in transition by Palmateer. That's going to be the second foul on Palmateer in the fifth here on Sydney as a team in the first half. Weir on the right side. Weir goes back to Andrade. Straightaway three comes off of a screen and couldn't get it. Rebound for Matthews and an outlet pass to Palmateer. Long pass ahead here for Chabot. Puts it up and in. Chabot now with 6 points. He's quietly starting to heat up. Matthews going for a steal on the press. And they'll whistle him for the reach-in, it looks like, with 6:23 to go in the second quarter. So, yes, that's a foul on Matthews. Going to be his first, team's sixth. So Lawrence is one foul away from heading to the line. With 6:23 to go in the second quarter, it's the Lawrence boys trailing Sydney 19-11 here in Lawrence tonight. Here's Weir on the right side of the floor as Lawrence goes right to left. Bounce pass for Brock Mann on the baseline. Mann looking to get this one back to Jesse Chase. Chase, top of the key, finds Andrade's far side. Thought about pulling the trigger. Now he does. This one again is off the front of the rim. Won't go. Andrade's is 0-3 from downtown so far. Rebound is loose. Scooped up on the floor here by Palmateer. And Palmateer will look to bring it back up the floor. Palmateer gets tied up with Chris Long. Tries to take it the length of the floor. Blocked away there by Weir. Chabot scoops up the loose change. Palmateer tries a chance at it now. And it won't go. Body's flying. Omar Andrade's back down the floor. Blocked by Chabot out of bounds. And that'll bring up a whistle. Boy, it's a block party on both sides here. With 5:37 to go in the second quarter. Boys will be boys there. There was some physical play there. So Sydney leads 19-11. Lawrence will get it in on the inbounds. Here's Andrade's for three in the corner. It won't go down, but he is fouled by Rogers in the corner. Boy, that was halfway down before it popped free. And Omar's going to head to the line here for three shots, I believe, unless his foot was on the line. Okay, yeah, the foul was a three-point shot. Foul going to be on Rogers, his first, team's seventh. Team foul situation, Sydney with 7. And Lawrence with 3. That's the team fouls. Andrade's at the line. First one won't go. And Lawrence has just been ice cold the last couple of minutes. Second shot coming out of 3 here for the junior, Omar Andrade's. Second shot is good for Omar here at the line. He's now got 3 points. And his third and final shot coming. It's 19-12. Lawrence is still in touch here. They can keep it around a 6 or 4 point game. And this shot goes down for Andrade. And he's got 4. 19-13. 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Make sure you stay tuned at halftime. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. Now a foul on Andrade's reaching in on Glenn Rogers. And boy, this is a fun little rivalry game here. This is we've seen some physical play between these two teams. They're getting after it. 5:25 to go. Second quarter. Again, a 6 point lead for Sydney. They will inbound the basketball on the far side of the floor. And they'll go to Mosier. Mosier now back to Palmateer. Palmateer tries to go to the corner. It's taken away here by Jesse Chase. 2-on-1 if they can hurry. Andrade's gets it back, and he'll pull it out. Pumps the brakes. Now goes to Chase, who fires up a three. Left it short, gets his own rebound, finds Weir, and he was blocked away there by Matthews. Loose ball goes to Chris Long, and he gets hammered before he can get the shot up. Maybe they're going to say he was in the act of shooting. I think they are, and he'll head to the line with 5:06 to go in the second quarter. Boy, it has been a battle underneath here tonight when that ball goes up. Foul's going to be on Leah Matthews, his second, team's eighth. And so the first shot at the line from Chris Long is good. So Long now has 4 points. And the second shot coming here for Chris Long. The senior leaves this one short. Rebound for Matthews. And an outlet pass to Palmateer. Palmateer back up the floor, crosses the midcourt timeline, goes to Rogers. Rogers, triple threat position, gets into the paint. Nice take there by Glenn. And we'll have a foul, it looks like. Rebound for Jordan Weir on the interior with 4:53 to go in the second quarter. Okay, foul's going to be on Jesse Chase, his first, team's fifth. So he's coming in here for Sydney. They're going to go to the bench. Matthews will come out with those two fouls. Chris Prentice will check in. Team foul situation, 8 for Sydney and 5 for Lawrence. Sydney will get it in. Excuse me. They go to Rogers at the foul line. Thought about a shot, but defense was closing quickly. They go to Palmateer. Instead, his floater from the baseline left side is good. And so Palmateer put that one up and in. He's got 6 points. And now Omar Andrade's back up the floor. It's a 7-point lead for Sydney, 21-14. Jump ball here, it looks like. Andrade's got stuck in the paint, got tied up, and the arrow is going to keep it with the Lawrence Leopards with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Shaw is on the baseline now. He's back in for Lawrence, playing with those two fouls. Shaw's going to look to get it in. Had Andrade's in the corner but didn't feed it to him. Instead tries a lofty pass up top to Weir. Gets back to Andrade's. Andrade's around the corner. No, he'll hold on. Now goes back to Shaw. 20 on the shot clock. They go to Weir. Weir's got Chabot. Pushed to the outside. Now they go back to Andrade's. Tries a step back three. Rolled all the way around the rim and then popped out. Wouldn't go down. Rebound Palmateer for Sydney with 4:10 to go in the second quarter. It is Sydney leading over Lawrence, 21-14. Chabot tries to go back to the top of the key. Stolen away by Andrade's. He had to save it from going out of bounds. It goes back to Chabot. Now to Palmateer. Steps in for a short jumper. That's off the mark. And we'll have a call on the rebound. Let's see who this is on. Foul's going to be on Chabot, and that's going to be the 9th foul here on Sydney, and his 2nd. So several players here for the Warriors with 2 fouls apiece. It's been a tough first half here for the Warriors in terms of the foul situation. So a 1-1 coming here for Chris Long with 3:55 to go in the second quarter. This is what you want if you're Lawrence. Got to get to the line, try to chip away a little bit, but Long can't get it at the charity stripe. So they're leaving some points out there. 3:50 to go in the second quarter. 21-14 is the score. Lawrence boys trailing Sydney here tonight on WCDO. I'm Nate Lull. Glad to have you along. Also on WCDOsports.com. Straightaway three there for Palmateer is off the mark. Andrade comes away with it. Back down the floor. And he'll find Shaw. Shaw barking out some signals here. Looking to get the play started. Now they go to Shaw, far side for Jesse Chase. Back up top for Andrade. Lost control of it. Is able to grab it up. Picks up for a long three. Too strong. It's a brick. Chris Long with the rebound, and he got that one to go. So Long has 6 points. Andrade saved that one from going across midcourt. Basically took about 3 steps, stepped into it, and fired up a shot. So it's 21-16. Sydney is on top of Lawrence with 3 minutes to go before the halftime break. Backdoor cut. They find Prentice, and he's fouled by Chris Long. Good job by Prentice running that baseline. And now he'll head to the line to shoot two. With 2:56 to go in the second quarter. And Sydney leading 21-16. Team foul situation, that's 6 now for Lawrence. It's the first one on Chris Long. Prentice to the line. First one is good for Prentice, who's getting some big minutes off the bench here. So first shot is good for Prentice. Second one coming. Prentice settles in, takes a deep breath, and his shot rattles in. So the junior, Chris Prentiss, goes 2 for 2. And Sydney leads 23-16. Omar Andrade's with a shot, hit the side of the glass, bounced out of bounds. Wants to hit the front of the glass, but almost the side because it was last touched by Sydney, and that will stay with Lawrence. Shaw will get it in. Finds Jesse Chase, who fires up a three, hit the side of the rim and wouldn't go. Didn't have enough air under it. Back up now for Palmateer. Palmateer tries to go down low for Devin Chabot, taken away by Chase, and he'll throw this one away. He's trying that home run pass ahead to Andrade's, and just had too much air under it when sailing out of bounds. 2.5 to go in the second quarter. It's 23-16. Sydney boys are on top of Lawrence here in the opening round of the Pat Grasso tournament in Lawrence in front of a nice crowd here tonight. Right side of the floor now for Sydney. Chabot looking for options, goes back up to Palmateer, top of the key, floats one across, looking for Rogers. Rogers pump fakes, goes back to Palmateer. Palmateer now, a little give and go back to Rogers, steps in for a long two. It's too strong, gets his own rebound, but dribbles it off his leg and out of bounds with 2:06 to go in the second quarter. Lawrence, again, we said it earlier, still has a chance in this ball game right before the half. I mean, still, yeah, a lot of game left. I'm just saying, trying to keep it as close as they can before the halftime break. This won't help, though, as Long throws this one away. Here's Peyton Mosier trying to go coast-to-coast, and he'll travel. And the turnover game continues here with a minute 55 to go in the second quarter. And our score is Sydney 23, Lawrence 16. Make sure to stay tuned. Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. Here's Andrade's at midcourt. Andrade's dribbles through traffic, stops, goes to Chase. Now back out to Shaw, top of the key. Shaw off the mark. Rebound for Weir. Weir underneath the bucket. No, stepped out of bounds. Was trying to save that ball, and they caught him. Glenn Rogers will head to the bench. Devin Johnson will come in. Now for Sydney, wearing number 3. So a minute 40 to go before the halftime break. Palmateer now will walk it across the Lawrence L at midcourt, looking for a quality possession here for the Warriors. Now they go to Mosier. Mosier dribbles out of trouble and almost traveled again there. Might have gotten away with one. Lofts one far side for Palmateer. Palmateer on the baseline. Stuck in the paint. Had nowhere to go, and Lawrence was easily able to scrape it away from him with a minute 15 to go in the second quarter. Here's Shaw across midcourt. Lawrence trying to get a bucket here on this possession. Little pick and roll for Andrade's, and he finds Weir, lays it up and in. Executed to perfection there, like Stockton and Malone, and it's 23-18 with a minute to go in the second quarter. Across the half-court timeline for Palmateer. Sydney ahead by 5. Now they go to Mosier, left side. Back to Palmateer. Dribbles behind the back. Slaps it over to the far side. Shot there for Mosier is no good. Long home run pass ahead for Andrade. He's able to keep it in bounds. Lawrence will come away with it, and now we'll have a traveling violation. Seen a lot of that tonight where a player will save it, make a nice play, and then just, you know, a turnover like that on a traveling violation gives it back to the other team. 35 seconds to go, second quarter. Sydney with the ball. About a 2-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Both teams in a little bit of foul trouble here. 9 for Sydney and 6 for Lawrence. Sydney just trying to milk as much time as they can off the clock here. 15 seconds on the game clock, 10 now on the shot clock. Let's see if Palmateer is aware. Palmateer glances up. He's going to have to go inside to Chabot. Turnaround shot for Chabot. Off the mark. 2 seconds left. I don't think they're going to get a shot off. Andrade's at the buzzer. One go. Popped halfway up. I don't think he got it off before the horn anyways. Our halftime score, Sydney 23 and Lawrence 18. We'll be back with the Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned on WCDO. The Pat Grasso tournament in Lawrence. And it's time now for our Morabito Energy Products halftime report. Of course, brought to you by Morabito. Remember, when you use your Morabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. You can see for yourself at Morabito by calling at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Our halftime score is Sydney boys leading Lawrence 23-18. The winner here today will get South Courtright in the championship game tomorrow. And the loser here tonight in the consolation game will get Walton tomorrow. South Courtright winning earlier today 70-44 over Walton. And don't make, you know, any bones about it. Walton's a very good team. It's just that South Courtright is very, very good and shot lights out today. So that was an impressive performance by the Rams. And whoever gets them in the championship game, if they play like that, they're going to have their hands full, that's for sure. Chris Champlin with 23 and Seth Ashline with 21 today for the Rams, and the rest of the scoring was pretty balanced. But just a very, very athletic team. They get up and down the floor very well. Dylan Jacob had 20 points, but I really thought they did a nice job and kept them in check for the most part and made sure that, you know, he's going to get his points, but nobody else was really going to step up and beat him today. And so it'll be South Courtright in the championship game tomorrow. We'll see if they get Lawrence or we'll see if they get Sydney. The Sydney boys on top right now, 23-18. Scoring summary in the first half, Lawrence is led by Jordan Weir with 8 points, Chris Long with 6, and Omar Andrade is with 4. On the other side for Sydney, 6 points apiece for Devin Chabot, Liam Matthews, and John Palmateer, 3 for Nick Gravel, and 2 for Chris Prentice. Again, it's the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. We're going to step away. We'll come back with a little bit more. Our halftime score, again, 23-18. Sydney on top of Lawrence. We'll be back on WCDO.
If you heat with oil, call Marabito Energy Products. Whether you need a single fill-up or automatic delivery for a year, our affordable pricing is designed to keep you warm. Our new customer care center provides real-time ground control of all our fuel deliveries. So when you call, we can search for a driver closest to you for timely delivery. Call, save, stay warm. Marabito Energy Products, where our people make energy different.
290 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. I've said it once, I'll say it again. Our web stream, as always, brought to you by SFCU. At SFCU, it's banking easier. And I say that because you can go back, and because they also sponsor our game audio archive. So you can go back anytime at WCDOsports.com and listen to these games that we do. They are free and an easy download on the Internet anytime right in our game audio archive at WCDOsports.com. Halftime score, Sydney boys on top of Lawrence, 23-18. Liam Matthews to my left here over on the Sydney bench. We're told he's kind of playing through some sort of a stomach bug, maybe a flu-like thing, and you wouldn't know it. He was very quick, very agile, scored 6 points in the first half, but you can tell he's battling through it here, trying to give it all for his team to see if they can get to the championship game and have a date with South Courtright tomorrow. So we'll see. Second half is going to be good, I think. Both these teams really battled hard in the first half, and it was an up-and-down game, and I think if Lawrence could get on a little run here and say Omar Andrade's or one of those guys starts hitting some threes, they could be right back in it. I mean, they didn't shoot the ball particularly well, and they were only down 5 here at the half. So we'll see what happens, or if Sydney can maybe pull away. Again, it's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report, and it's 23-18. Sydney on top of Lawrence at the break. We'll take one more quick break, and we'll be back here on WCDO.
The Cuzzo family from RC Sales and Service on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla takes this time to wish their customers and friends a happy holiday. RC Sales and Service has served the area's automotive repair and towing needs for over 25 years. They hope your holidays are filled with peace and happiness and remind you to keep safety in mind.
On WCDO.
And welcome back as we start the second half. Our score 23-18. The Sydney boys on top of Lawrence, and Sydney will have the basketball. They're in the maroon with the white trim. As they go right to left, they'll bring it down the floor. And Lawrence is in the white uniforms with the red trim here tonight as we start the third quarter. Sydney with the basketball, right wing side. They go to Chabot at the high post. Back out for Palmateer. Wants a deep straightaway three off the back of the rim. Rebound to Gravel off the glass, and the kiss is good for him. So Gravel with that bucket there. Nice bucket for him, and he's got 5. And so it's 25-18 early in the third quarter. Here's Andrade's on the right wing side. Picks up his dribble in a tough spot, but finds Shaw. Straightaway jumper for Shaw is good. That's Zach Shaw for 2, making it 25-20. So Lawrence is trying to keep in touch right now, hoping to go on a run at some point. 6:50 to go in this third quarter. It's a 5-point lead for the Sydney Warriors. They go to Gravel at the top of the key, reversing one for Palmateer, left side in front of his own bench. Palmateer goes back to Mosier. Mosier now into the corner for the 6'6 Devin Chabot. 15 on the shot clock. Now they go to Liam Matthews at the high post. Back out for Palmateer. His straightaway three rattles in and out. Jesse Chase with a rebound. And an outlet pass here to Shaw. Shaw will bring it back up the floor. Bounce pass to the corner. Now looking for Andrade's with 6:20 to go in the third. Andrade's tries to go to the high post for Weir. Pass was blocked away. Weir somehow got it. Chabot got a piece of it. Ball goes to Chris Long, and let's see what the call is here with 6:15 to go in the third. Going to be a foul on Peyton Mosier, his first and the team's first, as the foul is reset here in this third quarter. 6:15 to go in the third. It's 25-20. Lawrence will get it in, and they'll find Weir on the right low block, and he'll muscle it up and in. Good pass there from Omar Andrade. He's making it 25-22 with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Sydney's ahead by a triple. Far side now for Mosier. Mosier to Gravel, give and go back to Mosier. Mosier not really looking to shoot here so far tonight. Now they try to go to the high post for Liam Matthews. He gets tied up with Weir. Matthews rips it away from him. Far side, Palmateer. Down low for Devin Chabot. On the left low block, no. Going to be a charge. The call on Devin Chabot. It's going to be his third and the team's second. And the ball is going to go back to Lawrence with 5:45 to go, third quarter, and a three-point lead for Sydney. Lawrence slowly chipping away. They need a good possession here if you're a Leopards fan to try to get back into it. Right side of the floor now, they go to Andrade's. Three-point line extended. He dribbles up to the top of the key, finds Jesse Chase. Chase, far side for Shaw. Shaw with a good pump fake, gets to the foul line. Rises, elevates, shot off the front of the rim. Palmateer skies for a rebound. Long pass ahead for Chabot. Chabot at the right low block, back out Palmateer. Palmateer tries to pass one through traffic to Liam Matthews, and it was punched away. Weir, a two-on-one if they can hurry. Weir, no, it's going to be a charge on Jordan Weir. Nick Gravel planted his feet, absorbed the contact, went down to the floor, and gets the call. Nice job there by Gravel. With 5:10 to go in the third quarter, it's 25-22. Good heads-up play there by Gravel to just see that Weir was coming in there full steam ahead and planted his feet and took the contact. So 5:05 to go in the third quarter, three-point lead for Sydney, 25-22. Top of the key now for Sydney Warriors. Here's Palmateer. They find Gravel. Thought about a three. Finds a cutting Palmateer, though. Now back to Liam Matthews, trying to get him involved. His left-handed layup just won't go. Did everything but finish there. 4:45 to go in the third. It's 25-22. Across the midcourt timeline for Shaw. Finds Andrade's midway through this third quarter here. 4:40 to go. Andrade's into the corner for Shaw. Shaw left side, feeds it back from left to right. Tipped out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Leopards. 4:30 to go in the third. Three-point lead for the Warriors over the Leopards here. This game is starting to feel like it's going to be close the entire way. Chabot heads to the bench. And Chris Prentice will come back in. Lawrence will get it in at the top of the key. They find Shaw as they go left to right. Again, they're in the white with the red trim tonight. Sydney's in the maroon with the white trim. Here is Jesse Chase, left side. Chase with a bounce pass, finds Chris Long, had his pocket picked there by Gravel. Into the hands of Palmateer. Dribbles into a double team, gets it over to Gravel, and now to Peyton Mosier, who has to dribble it out, pump the brakes, and try to reset on offense. And then Gravel throws it away. Try to get that pass over to Palmateer. It was tipped out of bounds with 4:07 to go in the third. 25-22 the score. And Lawrence will get the ball back once again. In the backcourt here is Shaw. Shaw now will find Andrade's. Wants a three. Thought about it. Fires too strong. Too much mustard on that one. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Shaw, who was crashing the boards. And so it'll go back to Sydney here with 3:56 to go, third quarter, and a 25-22 ball game. Sydney boys here have not scored, I believe, in the third quarter. If they have, no, they've gotten the one bucket, so they've had one basket so far here in the third quarter with 3:40 to go in this third frame. Palmateer now wants a three, thought better of it, dribbles between the legs, gets into the paint, shot was blocked there by Weir. Prentice comes down with the loose ball, though. They go to the far side for Mosier. Eight on the shot clock. It's intercepted before they can even get a shot off, though, by Jesse Chase. They tried to skip across the top of the zone, and he stole it. 3:20 to go in the third, 25-22 the score. Now here's Jesse Chase, a bounce pass finding Weir. Weir on the right side. Goes to the hole. Matthews with the block. And there's the foul call with 3:10 to go in the third. It was a good-looking block there from Matthews, but officials saying he got a little bit too much of the body. And so Weir will head to the line. That's the third foul on Matthews, third team foul here on the Sydney Warriors. There's only one on Lawrence. So Weir is going to step in. He's got a game-high 10 points, but can't get the first one to go. Both teams have struggled at the line so far tonight. Glenn Rogers will come back in, and Gravel is going to head to the bench with 3:11 to go here in the third. I thought maybe that sub was going to be for Matthews as he picked up his third, but Coach Brzee going to roll the dice. Weir's second shot is good. So Weir's got 11. We're down to a two-point ball game. Sydney 25, Lawrence 23 with 3:05 to go in the third quarter. Here's Palmateer, top of the key. Goes to the far side now for Mosier. Mosier to the high post finds Leah Matthews. Matthews works one back out for Palmateer to Mosier. Steps in for a long three. Hit the side of the rim and it was no good. Rushed that shot a little bit. Lawrence comes away with it. Back up the floor now for Andrade's. Lawrence trying to tie this game or maybe take the lead. They go down low for Chris Long. Lays it up. Left-handed layup wouldn't go. Continues to fight for it. Steps in and scores. Chris Long has got 8 points, and we're tied up at 25 apiece with 2.5 to go in the third between Sydney and Lawrence here in the opening round of the Grasso tournament. Here's Rogers on the left side. Picks up his dribble, goes back to Palmateer to Rogers, steps in for a 20-footer off the side of the rim again. Rebound for Prentice, and he's hammered as he goes up. Shot won't fall, but he'll head to the line. 2:18 to go in the third, and Chris Prentice will step in to shoot two. Again, thanks for listening tonight, and stay tuned after the game. We'll have our three awards, offense, defense, and all-purpose, brought to you by NBT Bank, Marabito Gresham Insurance, as well as ACCO Brands of Sydney. Prentice, first shot, off the mark. Prentice, second one coming, and both teams have struggled mightily here at the line tonight. Second one coming here for Prentice. This one's good. Prentice has 3 points all from the line, and it's back to a one-point lead here for the Sydney Warriors, 26-25, with 2:10 to go in the third. Top of the key now for Lawrence. This is Shaw. Shaw with a chest pass finds Weir. Weir on the baseline, lays it up, can't go. Long, the rebound off the glass. Good for Chris Long, and he's got 10. So Weir has 11. Long has 10. Andrade's with 4. Shaw with 2. That's the Lawrence scoring as they lead 27-26 over Sydney with a minute 45 to go in the third. Here's Palmateer. Right side, Palmateer tries to go to the high post. It's taken away by Weir. 2-on-1 if they can hurry. Weir gets tracked down from behind. Ball comes loose, but Lawrence comes away with it. Andrade's left side. They got a lot of time to work with here. Shaw straight away, 3, an air ball out of bounds. I think he just needed to pull that in and run the offense with a minute and a half to go in the third. 27-26 to score. Back up the floor here for Sydney. Here's Palmateer. Palmateer chest pass, finds Mosier. Now back to Palmateer, wants a three, fires it. Too much spice on it, it's too long. Gets it back as a Liam Matthews rebound. Palmateer down low for Prentice. Up and under, he scores. He's hammered, he'll go to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. Great pass there from Palmateer to find Prentice. He's got 5. Foul's going to be on Long, his third, team's third. Timeout's going to be taken here by Sydney, so we'll step away with 1:11 to go in the third. It's Sydney 28, Lawrence 27. We'll be back on CDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Late third quarter here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. I'm Nate Lowe. Appreciate you spending a Friday night with us here, and happy holidays and a happy new year. Hope everyone had a good Christmas and holiday season. It's always a busy time of year with all these tournaments. We'll be in Cooperstown tomorrow for the Dick White basketball tournament. We're still waiting to see what our lineup will be there, depending on who wins and who loses. Tonight up there, Unitigo girls won earlier. And so that was great for them, beating Utica Notre Dame, a Class B school. So a good job for Unitigo. A little miscommunication here on this free throw attempt, and now Prentice will be shooting one. Can't get it to go, and a rebound for the Lawrence Leopards. So it is Sydney 28, Lawrence 27, with 1:05 to go in the third quarter. Here's Omar Andrade's right side, now back to the top of the key for Shaw. Shaw far side for Riley Nimitz, who's into the ball game now. Goes back up for Shaw as we hit 50 seconds to go in the third. Now here's Jesse Chase. Works one back out for Shaw. Skipping it across for Omar Andrade. Thought about a three, but Palmateer was right there. Smacked it out of bounds with his palm. So it'll stay with Lawrence. Seven on the shot clock. Let's see if they're aware. 43 seconds to go in the third quarter. 28-27. The Warriors are on top of the Leopards. Jesse Chase will work it in. Finds Weir. Turnaround shot. Rolled off the rim. And a rebound here for Alec Fogarty, who's into the ball game now for Sydney. Fogarty up the floor, and it's going to be an over and back with 35 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Just a little mental mistake there for Sydney. It's going to give the ball back here to the Leopards. And they go to Shaw. Let's see if they want to play for one shot. Coach Carr barking out some signals. They go to Andrade's far side for three. They're going to fire it up. It won't go. Omar has just been cold tonight, but Riley Nimitz is there. Off the bench, the big man puts it in. So Nimitz gets it to go, and it's 29-28. Here's Peyton Mosier across midcourt in front of the bench. Here for the Sydney Warriors. Mosier goes to Palmateer on the right side, wants a deep three, in and out. Rebound is loose on the floor, and it's going to go to Omar Andrade's, and that'll do it. End of the third quarter. Lawrence leads 29-28. Fourth quarter coming up. It'll be a great conclusion. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned on WCDO.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that is second to none. Butler Auto Sales has the biggest selection of vehicles in the area on two lots in Sydney with almost every make and model available. And remember, guaranteed credit approval at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Shop online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Lawrence boys have taken the lead by a single point, 29-28, as we hit the start of the fourth quarter. Should be a great conclusion here in front of a nice crowd and the opening round of the Pat Grasso tournament here at LCS. Winner will get South Courtright tomorrow in the championship game. 7:50 to go in the fourth quarter. A bounce pass to the interior is taken away. Lawrence had the ball, and now Sydney will bring it back. They go to Glenn Rogers. Good pump fake. Wants to take it to the rim. Blocked away by Weir. Ball out of bounds. Both teams scrambling. Sydney somehow comes back up with it. They feed it up top for Palmateer. His cold streak continues with another miss there, but he'll pop it out of bounds. Palmateer missed the shot. Lawrence got the rebound. They tried a long outlet pass, and Palmateer hustled over and punched it out of bounds. 30 seconds gone in the fourth quarter. Lawrence will inbound the basketball. They lead 29-28. Omar Andrade gets around Palmateer, but he poke-checked it away from behind. And here comes Sydney back up the floor. Palmateer left side trying to go coast to coast. He's blocked by Nimitz. Rebound for Chabot, and that won't go down. Rebound for Shaw. Shaw gets tied up there with Glenn Rogers, but is able to rip it away before they call the jump ball. Shaw back up the floor, picks up his dribble in a tough spot, and now Omar Andrade comes up to pick it up, set up the offense here. Andrade to the right side, pull-up jumper for him, short. Rebound, loose on the floor, Peyton Mosier's going to come away with it. Mosier streaks down the right side, tries a little up-and-under shot. It won't go, but he's fouled and will head to the line with 6:50 to go in the fourth. And so Mosier will step in. Here's our team foul situation. Lauren's down with four. Sydney with three. That's going to be the third on Shaw. 6:50 to go, fourth quarter. 29-28 the score. Sydney trying to tie it up here at the line with Peyton Mosier. Good. And Mosier's first point of the night. Nemitz will step out, and Chris Long will come back in. They're going to need him to battle inside against Matthews and Chabot of Sydney. Mosier's shot is off the back of the rim. A shooter violation anyways, so that brings up a whistle. And with 6:50 to go in the fourth quarter, we are tied at 29 apiece here in the opening round of the Lawrence Pat Grasso tournament. In memory of Coach Grasso, who was here for many, many years, came to Lawrence and had a 50-year teaching career with the Leopards. Now a foul on Palmatier, a reach from behind as he hit on the arm there of Andrades. Palmatier has gotten away with that a couple of times. He's been able to get a nice clean steal from Andrades, but he got him on the arm that time. So we're tied 29-29 with 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Andrades gets it in, and he'll find it on the far side for Jesse Chase. Now back to Andrades. Andrades has had a cold night shooting. He only has 4 points, but he's had the ball in his hand a lot tonight. Now here's Chris Long on the baseline, stepped out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Sydney. Good defense there by Leah Matthews to play him straight up. 6:20 to go, fourth quarter, still tied up. 29 apiece in this low-scoring affair between the Lawrence Leopards and the Sydney Warriors in this boys' contest tonight. Rogers goes to Matthews, feeds it down low for Chabot, lays it up and in. Good pass from Matthews, finding Chabot on the back door. Chabot's got eight. And Sydney retakes the lead, 31-29, with 5:55 to go. Here is Shaw, far side for Chase. Chase with a chest pass to Omar Andrades for three. Too much air under this one. He's been short a lot of the night. That one was too much under it. Matthews leaves it off for Chabot, quickly in transition, and Andrades is whistled for the foul here as Chabot got him up in the air, and he landed on him. 5:43 to go, fourth quarter. Foul is going to be on Andrades, his second, team's fifth. Team foul situation, five now for Lawrence and four for Sydney. Sydney gets it in. Here's Mosier on the right side going back to Palmatier. Sydney clinging to a two-point lead, 31-29. They go to the high post. They find Chabot again down low. They lost him on that baseline. He's able to put it in. And Chabot's got 10. That is 33-29. With 5:20 to go in the fourth quarter, and Lawrence needs a bucket here on this possession. So here is Zach Shaw for the Leopards. They're in the white with the red trim. Sydney's in the maroon with the white trim. Here is Long on the right side, far side for Shaw. Backdoor cut here for Donnie Weir. Jordan turns around with the shot, and he's fouled. Shot wouldn't go down, but he'll head to the line with 5:06 to go, and these foul shots are going to be very important here for the Lawrence Leopards. Again, stay tuned. We'll have our post-game show coming up at the conclusion of this with our awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Weir's first shot won't go down. Hit the right side of the rim, the left side, and then popped out. Weir going for his second shot now at the line. This one is up and in. Rattle it home, and we'll have a timeout taken by the Lawrence Leopards. We are now with 12 points. Our score is Sydney 33, Lawrence 30. 5:06 to go in the fourth here at the Grasso. We'll be back on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otigo is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otigo today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturdays from 6 to 5, and Sundays from 6 to 1. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otigo.
You are New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
5:06 to go in the fourth quarter. Nate Lull with you today, or tonight, I should say. We've been here all day. 5:06 to go in the fourth quarter in the opening round of the Pat Grasso tournament here in Lawrence, and it's the host school, the Lawrence Leopards, trailing by 33-30 to the visiting Sydney Warriors. Winner will get South Courtright tomorrow in the championship game. And tonight's loser will get Walton in the consolation game tomorrow. Here's Glenn Rogers with a little 10-footer. Brought it down the floor from the right side and couldn't get it to go. Rebound for Shaw. Back up the floor for Lawrence. Shaw at the top of the key. Shaw with a dribble drive all the way down low. Has to chip it out. Here is Jesse Chase. Chase with a bounce pass. Lost it. Glenn Rogers picks it up. Finds Palmateer. Palmateer is across the midcourt timeline. 4.5 to go. Sydney leading by a triple, 33-30. Been a low-scoring battle between the Warriors here and the Leopards. Here's Liam Matthews. Gets through traffic. Works one free. Glenn Rogers a little up and under. The shot won't go down. Rebound for Chabot. No. Jesse Chase skies for a rebound. It comes to midcourt. Stolen away. Here's Sydney. Matthews takes it to the rim. Can't get the shot to go, and he's fouled. It's going to be on the floor, and it's going to be on Zach Shaw. Shaw just got run over by the freight train of the speed of Liam Matthews. They'll say he was not going up with the shot, though. That's what Coach Brzee wanted. It's going to be the fourth on Shaw, the sixth on Lawrence as a team. There's five on Sydney as a team right now. Here's Palmateer in the corner left side in front of his own bench. Fires up a three for Sydney. Not close. Skimmed the front of the rim and wouldn't go down. Andrade's with the rebound. Both these teams struggling to score here in the second half with 3:50 to go, fourth quarter. Lawrence looking to tie this ball game up or maybe cut it back to one. Shaw at the top of the key finds Andrade. It's a deep three there for Omar, and he's got it. Omar Andrade with 7 points, ties it up, 33-33. Lawrence is going to take a timeout here. And so we're going to step away for 30 seconds with 3:43 to go, fourth quarter. Knotted up at 33 apiece. We'll be back on CDO.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Omar Andrade has been fighting to hit that three ball all day, and he hit one there, and that was clutch for the Leopards. So we are tied 33 apiece with 3:43 to go in the fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lull. Happy holidays, happy new year. We're glad to have you along for some holiday basketball tournament action tonight on WCDO. Winner between Sydney and Lawrence will get SK in the championship game tomorrow night. 3.5 to go in the fourth, and we're tied at 33 here in Lawrence. Sydney boys trying to hold off the Leopards. Here's Mosier, far side, 15 on the shot clock. Mosier goes to the high post for Liam Matthews, takes it to the rim, puts it up and in. Nice job there for Liam Matthews. So Matthews has 8, 35-33 with 3:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Across the midcourt timeline. Here is Shaw, stolen away there by Glenn Rogers. Picked his pocket. Now finds Palmateer. That was a big steal. And ahead now, but taken away. They tried a home run pass, and Chris Long was right there to steal it. Now to the right side here for Omar Andrade. Now finding Weir. 2:45 to go in the fourth. Weir back to Andrade. Straightaway three. Hit the front of the rim. No good. Matthews a rebound, and Long was over the back. And fouled him with 2:42 to go. So that's Long's fourth and the team's the seventh. So Matthews will be going to the line to shoot 1-1. And this is a gritty performance by Matthews. I know he's only got the 8 points, but if he's playing sick here, like we've been told, you know, he's come in and he's played some big minutes, dished it around really nice, and he's been tough on the boards. And so Matthews will go to the line to shoot two here. So Matthews steps in. First shot coming for Liam is good. So Liam now has 9 points for Sydney. Second shot coming. here for the Warriors with 2:42 to go in the fourth. Liam settling in, second shot hit the front of the rim, wouldn't go. And Jesse Chase, the rebound here for the Leopards. Chase back up the floor. It's a three-point lead, 36-33. Ball tipped out of bounds. Lawrence is really trying to go to Omar Andrade, and Palmatier has been draped all over him like a curtain on defense. Ball tipped out of bounds there. It'll stay with the Leopards with 2.5 to go in the fourth. Andrade gets it into Jesse Chase, far side for Shaw. Omar is running off screens. They're trying to get it to him. Now they go inside for Donnie Weir, and he is blocked. Back up the floor for Palmatier. Palmatier finds Chabot on the back door. Cut, got him. Chabot lays it up and in. He's got 12. And it's 38-33 with 2:10 to go in the fourth. A nice pass there from Palmatier. 2:05 to go, fourth quarter. 38-33 the score. Pass down low now for Long. Finds Weir, and Weir returns the favor and puts it in. Weir's got 14. 38-35, still a three-point game, and it's going to be a carry on Palmatier with 1:52 to go in the fourth. So Lawrence gets it back once again. So the Leopards with another opportunity with a minute 52 to go, fourth quarter. It's 38-35. Leopards with the ball in the backcourt. Here's Shaw. Shaw wants to get the offense going. Goes to Weir with a minute 45 to go. Shaw passes it back door, finds Weir. Weir trying a little turnaround, and he's fouled, but it was on the floor with a minute 39 to go in the fourth. So this will be the sixth team foul against Sidney, second on Mosier. Here's our team foul situation. Lawrence with 7, Sidney with 6, so we could be shooting for both teams here pretty soon. Lawrence gets it in. They find Jesse Chase. Chase goes to Chris Long on the baseline. Long back up top for Shaw. Minute and a half to go, and Liam Matthews with a steal now. Boy, he's been tough tonight on the steals. Across the midcourt timeline, here is Palmatier. Palmatier goes to the high post for Matthews. Far side for him, goes to Rogers. Now back to Matthews. Nice little up and under move. Probably should have just gone up with that. Tried the extra bounce pass, was kicked out of bounds, though. With 1:12 to go in the fourth. It's 38-35. Sidney boys are on top by 3 over Lawrence here in the opening round of the Pat Grasso tournament. Here is Mosier, gets the ball in, goes back to Palmatier in front of the Sidney bench as we come up on a minute to go. Now back out to Mosier. Mosier holding on to it, chest pass far side for Glenn Rogers. 5 on the shot clock. They go to Palmatier. A deep 3 is in and out. Won't go down. Rebound is loose. Mosier comes away with it, tries to take it to the rim. No good. Matthews gets the rebound, kicks it back out to Palmatier. Palmatier dribbling out of trouble here. Sidney still up by 3 with 40 seconds to go. Now back to Palmatier at midcourt. Picks up his dribble, high post for Matthews. 20 on the shot clock, and Sidney's doing a great job here of just milking it, trying to chip as much off as they can. Here's Palmatier with 10 on the shot clock, 27 on the game clock. They try to go to the back door to find Chabot. Left-handed layup is good for Chabot. He's got 14. 40-35, 15 seconds left. We got a foul at midcourt with 16 seconds. Excellent execution and patience there by Sidney. Very well done. And so Shaw gets fouled by Glenn Rogers, his second and the seventh here on the Sidney Warriors. Timeouts taken by Sidney. So the Warriors lead 40-35 with 16 seconds left. We'll step away and be right back on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sidney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sidney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sidney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sidney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sidney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
16 seconds to go. Nate Lull with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our score is Sydney 40, Lawrence 35, but Zach Shaw stands at the line here for the Lawrence Leopards. Shaw's first shot is good. Puts it up and in. So Shaw gets that first one to go. Makes it 40 to 36. Second shot coming for Shaw. Hits the side of the rim, no good. Chabot skies for a big rebound. Matthews on the far side, and he's fouled with 13 and a half to go. So a good rebound there for Matthews. We're going to have to walk down to the other end of the court here, and Matthews will be shooting 1-1. Both teams will be shooting 1-1 at least the rest of the way here. 13 and a half to go. Lawrence has 8 fouls. And let's see. Sydney has 7. Foul was on Weir, his third. Matthews can't get the shot to go. Rebound here for Mosier. Mosier is fouled with 10 seconds left. 40 to 36 is the score. And this is going to send Mosier to the line. And it was kind of a lucky break there for Sydney. If that wasn't called, they were going to throw that ball away and Lawrence was going to get it back. So it's going to be a white timeout here. So Lawrence takes a timeout with 10 seconds left. We'll step away for 30. 40 to 36 the score. Sydney ahead by 4 over Lawrence. We'll be back on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
10 seconds to go. This is Peyton Mosier for Sydney at the line out of the timeout. Sydney leading 40 to 36, trying to put the icing on the cake. Mosier's first shot is good. And that should just about do it here, I would say, for this contest, as long as Sydney plays smart here. Mosier's second shot coming. This one is off the mark and no good, but a rebound for Liam Matthews. Taken away, though. Here comes Lawrence back up the floor. Pull-up shot by Zach Shaw with 3 seconds left. He hit it. It's 41-38 with 3 seconds left. Shaw hit that shot. So Shaw's got 6, and it's 41-38 with 3 seconds to go. We're going to step away for 30. Can Lawrence come back? Find out on CDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. I'll be honest, 3 seconds left. Sydney leads 41-39. And I was waiting because it really did look like Zach Shaw traveled before he got that shot off. I was waiting for them to call the travel. They don't. He steps up and hits it. And it's a two-point game with 3 seconds left. Now, Sydney's going to have the basketball. Lawrence is going to have to try to immediately foul and try to maybe put them on the line if they can't somehow get a quick steal. Not a lot of time to work with here. Lawrence is bringing some full-court pressure. Exactly 3 seconds left, and Sydney leads by 2. Matthews on the baseline, gets it into Palmateer. He's immediately fouled, but I'd say about almost a full second ticked off. So it's 2.2 seconds, and Palmateer will walk down the floor to shoot these foul shots here for the Sydney Warriors. 41-39 the score, and Palmateer will be shooting two. This was the 10th foul here on Lawrence and the third on Omar Andrade's. Palmateer's first shot, no good, hit the back of the rim. So Lawrence still has life if they could somehow hit a long, deep three. So they're going to take a timeout. Lawrence will step away for 30 again. It's 41-39. Sydney on top of Lawrence on CDO.
Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lowe with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. 2.2 seconds left. Palmateer has one more shot at the line for Sydney. Sydney's ahead by 2, 41-39, so he could at least make sure they have a three-point lead if he could hit this shot. Lawrence is going to have to try to get the ball in and get it up the floor and get a clean look. We'll see if they have any timeouts left to work with either. All going to come down to Palmateer shooting here at the line. It's going to at least guarantee Sydney a tie if Lawrence was able to hit a full court shot or anything crazy like that. 2.2 seconds left. Palmateer's shot leaves his hands. It's no good. A rebound here by Nimitz. They're going to have to get it up the floor. Andrade's at the buzzer. It's blocked, and that'll do it. 41-39 the score. That's going to do it. The Sydney boys win by two. They advance to the championship game to take on South Courtright. Post-game show coming up. Stay tuned on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
When it comes to checking accounts, don't let free gifts mask big fees. At NBT Bank, we know better banking starts with better checking. Say yes to great service, mobile banking, and no monthly fees. Plus, you can feel good knowing NBT is top-rated in customer satisfaction. Stop by your local NBT branch today to open an NBT checking account or open one online at nbtbank.com/checking. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your friends from NBT Bank wish our customers and the communities we serve a happy and safe holiday season.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
The Sydney boys hang on for a 41-39 victory over Lawrence in the opening round of the Grasso tournament here tonight. Devin Chabot puts in 14 points to lead the Warriors. Liam Matthews adds 9 points. On the other side, it was Jordan Weir. He nets 14 points for the Leopards. Chris Long chips in 10 points. Those were our leading scorers here tonight. Let's go through the rest of the scoring summary for Lawrence. 7 points for Omar Andrade, 6 for Zach Shaw, 2 for Riley Nimitz after Weir with 14 and Long with 10. On the other side for Sydney, as we said, Chabot with 14, Matthews with 9. It was 6 for John Palmateer, 5 apiece for Gravel and Chris Prentice, 2 from Peyton Mosier. And so Sydney survives 41-39. They will move on and take on South Courtright in the championship game tomorrow night. It'll be Walton and Lawrence in the consolation game. Let's get into our three awards here, folks. First up, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports on WCDO. And for more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Boy, tough choices here tonight. I think I'm going to go with Devin Chabot here for Sydney. 14 points, and he got some big buckets down the stretch as Sydney started to pull away. So we will give Devin Chabot our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award here tonight. Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. We'll give that to Jordan Weir tonight from Lawrence. I thought several blocks, great defense, and really kind of owned the paint at times down low. So we will give that to Jordan Weir tonight from Lawrence, our Morabito Gresham Dynamic Defense Award here tonight. And finally, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, of course, brought to you by ACCO in Sydney. And they are a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We'll go Liam Matthews, 9 points. We knew he came in. He was sick, didn't feel good. I just thought he kind of set the tone. He stands at that high post. He dishes. He distributes. He gets up and down the floor. Good defense. Did a little bit of everything. So we'll give Liam Matthews our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award tonight. Going to wrap up our broadcast here, folks. The Sydney boys hang on for a 2-point victory over the Lawrence Leopards in the opening round of the Pat Grasso tournament. It will be Sydney and SK in the championship game tomorrow. Walton and Lawrence in the consolation game. I'll be up in Cooperstown tomorrow. We're still awaiting some winners in that game, in those games up there. And check out WCDOsports.com, and by tomorrow morning we'll know what our plan is for tomorrow night. And that will be interesting. Maybe Unitigo girls and Cooperstown could meet in the final. We would love to see that and bring that to you here on CDO. So make sure you check in, WCDOsports.com, and we'll be able to tell you the full schedule as of tomorrow morning. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in our CDO studios. Also, Rob Ray, Craig Stevens for helping us get two games on here today, one at 3 and then one at 7. It's never easy to do a doubleheader. Big thank you to those guys. So happy holidays, late Merry Christmas. We'll see you tomorrow night up in Cooperstown. I'm Nate Lull. Stay safe. Talk to you soon on WCDO.
Your news and information leader, WCDO.